How many of you have read that? It's a, they talk about a psychology professor who does that in a stress management class, talking about letting go of your stresses. So how many of you have been holding on to a big glass of water for way too long? You know, we're heading into Thanksgiving week, and if I were to be honest, I would say my glass can be pretty heavy. I mean, look it up at the screens. Nation will rise against nation. That's not what we want. That's not God's kingdom. And I think it's hard for us sometimes when we take that on all by ourselves. This week I was with a person who was really struggling with God. I don't actually know their religious preference. It's like a game they play with me. They know I'm a pastor. I know that they're super knowledgeable because they'll throw out like church history quibbits that only somebody who had really studied would know, or like a really cheesy joke that only a really religious person would know. I finally figured out that I think they went to a religious school, but I'm not sure if it was a Jewish school or a Christian school, Catholic or Lutheran. But anyway, this day, it was clear to me whether or not he believed in God that he was not happy with God. So I prodded a little bit. He sits down next to me, looks at me, and he says, "So this loving God you talk about on Sundays, what would you tell a parishioner whose child just died of cancer?" And I looked at him and I said, "Do you really want me to answer? Because with him, I'm not really sure." And he goes, "Yes, I do." I said, "Well, first off, that's absolutely horrific. So I would sit with them. And if they were really struggling with God, I would tell them I did not think God did that. That God was holding them and crying with them, embracing their child, agreeing that it was way too soon, but happy to receive them into his loving arms, and sending the Spirit to surround you and give you the strength to continue on." And he got up and he walked away, and I watched him and I said, "This clearly is something he's struggling with right now." And I thought to myself, and it's not just cancer. We're confronted with a lot of gun violence, natural disasters, political divisions, racial hate, religious hate. And all of this seems to be reigning our world right now. We're scooting into the week of Thanksgiving, and that's a really heavy cup to be holding. I kind of wish that they would have picked for the scripture, because we follow the lectionary, something like, "Give thanks to God for everything." Or I would have even taken, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever." Any of the healing stories this week, right? Even the greatest of all, the resurrection story, would have taken them, any of those. But no, headed into Thanksgiving week, November 18th, this is the lectionary reading. "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." It's the last week of Jesus' life, and he's warning the disciples about the realities to come. Everybody saw our new coffee stuff without the countertops is in. We are working on the fireplace and beautifying our beautiful temple, right? Truth is, even here, not one stone will be left upon another in a certain amount of time. I mean, everything of this world is fleeting. And this is hard for the people to take as he says it, because they're proud of it. I mean, they built it. They put their love into it. It's glorious and beautiful, just like our church is. And they do it so that people will come generation after generation to hear about God's love and joy for the world, to hear about God's love and grace for them, and to be transformed. They do it out of a generous heart, but to hear that not one stone will be left upon another that hurts. And he doesn't stop there. He says there'll be wars. There'll be famines. Nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. And this is just the beginning. There's going to be earthquakes. And in the middle of all this, he says, do not be alarmed. Thanks, Jesus. One little line. Do not be alarmed. If I'm honest with myself, I'm alarmed. I'm alarmed by the fires out in California. I'm alarmed by nations rising against nation. I'm alarmed by our own peoples in America being so divisive. And I'm alarmed by famines, not just in third world countries, but in our own backyard. See, if I had Jesus here, I would say, how can we not be alarmed? But that's just it. That's a complicated question to ask. It makes us faced with the reality that we are not God. We don't know. What we do know is that because we're not God, God became like us and showed each one of us a new way of living. God showed us how to heal instead of kill. God showed us how to mend instead of destroy, how to love instead of hate, how to live instead of long for more. And when we nailed God to a tree, God forgave. And when we buried God in the ground, God got up. It's a new kingdom he is showing us. This kingdom is fleeting that we live in. This kingdom will fail, it will fall. But you see, that kingdom of healing and mending and loving and forgiving and resurrection, that one, that's the eternal one. And so we do, we pray as Jesus taught us, your kingdom come. And that doesn't even have to be something that just happens after you die. We are praying for God's kingdom to come today amidst all these birth pangs that we're dealing with. And the truth is your hands, your feet, your wheels, your tongue can bring the kingdom today. God gave each one of us the tools and the knowledge to live that out. So yes, it's Thanksgiving week, and we can enter it giving thanks. We give thanks to God because he became like us. We give thanks to God because he showed us a new way of living. We give thanks to God because God forgives. We give thanks to God because the cross of suffering is not the end of the story. And we give thanks because each one of us has been given resurrection. So yes, people of God, do not be alarmed. God does not need you to hold that glass of worry, because God takes that glass to the cross daily. Because God takes that glass to the cross daily, and it too is made into a new creation. Amen.